We are in Simen Tov Reish Lamed Beis. We are now starting Sif Beis, and we'll be doing from Beis through Dalet till the end of the Simen. The halacha was that Schach Posel passels your sukkah if it is 4 tefachim wide. Avir, how about just airspace? That's not kosher for Schach, but it's not Schach Posel either. Bein Bigdola, Bein Bigtana Shavim. In the case of Schach Posel, we said that in a small sukkah, where all you've got is 7x7 tefachim, and if you remove all the schach posel, you're not going to have 7x7 tefachim. There the halacha was the 3 tefachim of schach posel passeled. So in schach posel, in a sukkah gedola, it passels 4 tefachim. In a sukkah ktana, it will passel with 3 tefachim. Airspace, bein bigdola, bein bigtana, shavim, the bein beemtza, bein menatzad, begimel tefachim, psula, if you have more than 3 tefachim, if you have 3 tefachim or more, the halacha is of airspace that passels your sukkah. If you have less than 3 tefachim of airspace, it is kosher and you can sleep under it. It's mitzdarif to the sukkah. Now here, the machabra says, "Vein yishenim tachtav." You could not sleep under it. Now what is that? It's mitzdarif to be mashlim the sukkah, but you can't sleep under it. So let's see what the Ramah says. Hagah v'davka shaholach al pnei kol hasukkah. What it means is as follows. If you have airspace running from one end of the sukkah to the other, means you have the schach all in one direction and nothing going in the other direction. So between your reeds or whatever you're using for schach, you have airspace, small as it may be, running all the way across your sukkah. There the machaber holds that if the airspace itself in each piece is less than 3 tefachim, then the halacha is that your sukkah is kosher, but you can't sleep under it. You can't sleep under that airspace. Whereas if it's 3 tefachim or more, then it'll passel your sukkah. In other words, if you're going to use reeds, if you're going to use bamboo for schach, and you have airspace between them, the halacha is at least put one piece going perpendicular to the rest of them. This way you will never have a space running across from one side of your sukkah to the other. So if you have space, this is something people don't know. If you're going to use reeds, if you're going to use bamboo going across or anything else, and there's going to be space between any of them in a way that you have airspace running from one end of your sukkah to the other, although it doesn't pass through your sukkah because it's not 3 tefachim, nevertheless, it will mean that that place, wherever the airspace is, that's not a place to sit and eat in your sukkah. And that's not a place to sleep either. Avabalavahi, says the Ramah, but if the airspace does not run all the way across your sukkah, mutter, then you're allowed to sleep under it. The ain sukkah shame on the kavim the kavim. What are we going to say? That every time you have a little hole, you can't sleep under there? We learned that you're supposed to be able to see the stars, lechatchila. Vada schach posel posel bedalid va'avir begimel. When is it that schach posel or avir posel? Schach posel with dalid tfachim and avir and gimel tfachim. Hainu davka shehivsik hasukkah l'shtayim. That's only if it splits your sukkah to two. We discussed this with regard to schach posel, and now we're discussing it additionally with regard to the airspace. Let's say you have 4 tefachim of air, and it runs from one end of the sukkah to the other. So what we do is we say it split the sukkah. So if you have a 4-walled sukkah with airspace right in the middle of it, so long as you're left with Zion al Zion, 7x7 tefachim, in each of the two halves of your sukkah, your whole sukkah is kosher, except for that little airspace in between. You have a sukkah on one side, a sukkah on the other side, and air in the middle. So the 3 tefachim will only passel if, let's say, you have a 3-walled sukkah, and air runs from one end to the other. So the part of it before the air has 3 walls around it, and that's kosher. The part of it afterwards only has 2 walls, and that's passel. Similarly, if you have 3 walls and the airspace is perpendicular to your middle wall, so what you're going to end up having is 2 right angles, 2 walled sukkahs, 2 right angle walls for each of your 2 sukkahs. In other words, both your sukkahs are passel. V'lo nishar shir hechsher sukkah im defanos b'makom echad. That's if it splits your sukkah into 2 and you're not left with the amount of space for a sukkah, Zion al Zion, and walls for either of them. Avalam nishar shir sukkah b'makam echad. But if you have Zion al Zion in one place, ha'makam ahu kasher. V'af shemi b'chutz im mechur b'lo menat yeah, v'af shemi b'chutz im mechur b'lo menat stadim. What is that? So what the Mechaber is saying is like this. The Ramah is saying is like this. If you do have airspace running across, but it doesn't go all the way from one side to the other, then the parts that don't have the airspace will be mechaber, the two halves of your sukkah. So let's say you have a line of airspace somewhere in the middle of your sukkah, but it doesn't go all the way from one side to the other. The halacha is that your sukkah as a whole is looked at, is viewed as one big sukkah, and with a little split, a little piece of air in the middle, so don't sit under that, but it won't pass all the rest of your sukkah. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are dais that before the airspace, you're supposed to have Zayin al Zayin Tfachim. But if you don't have Zayin al Zayin Tfachim without being with star of the sides and the other side of it, then the airspace will actually be mafsik in the middle of your sukkah. Now, there's a difference between airspace and schach posel. And that is, what happens if you have a kosher sukkah, let's say you have a sukkah with three walls, and you have airspace running parallel to the middle wall, further out than 7 tfachim. So the halacha is the part of your sukkah, the part of your sukkah that is kosher without any question is 7 by 7 tfachim. Now, right in the middle of it, you have a row of schach posel that is 4 tfachim wide, running from one end of the sukkah to the other. Then after that, you have more kosher schach, but only two walls. So what you had was a ches, and then, say, the fourth side of it that did not have a wall, you had schach posel running somewhere in the middle there, parallel to the middle of your ches. So the halacha is that even the other side of your schach, the part that only has two walls to it, will become kosher, because we will say that with regard to that part of the sukkah, you have a dofen akuma. Your middle wall goes up, it has schach kosher, and then schach posel. All of that we'll call wall, and you can sit on the second side, and that'll be a kosher sukkah. Now, what's the problem? If you say dofen akuma, you shouldn't be able to sit on the first side, says the Mishnah Berurah, but the first side doesn't need dofen akuma, because the first side has schach kosher on it. So that we'll say dofen akuma to be machshir the second side, we won't say dofen akuma to allow you to sleep under the first side. So let's get that case again. Let's take the case of a sukkah that has three walls. 1, 2, 3. Then, parallel to the middle wall, you have your three walls. Here's your middle wall. Parallel to your middle wall, you have up on top a patch of schach posel of 4 tfachim. The halacha will be, if you have schach kosher after that, and the whole thing is not, the entire thing is not 10 amas. So the halacha will be, the inner sukkah is going to be kosher if it has 7 by 7 tfachim, because it has a wall, a second wall, a third wall, and schach kosher. You can sit under there. In addition, you can sit past the schach posel and say, you know something, I have three walls, one wall here, one wall there, meaning the two parts of the wall that continue. As far as a third wall, I look to that middle wall and say the wall comes up, it bends, includes the schach kosher, the patch of schach posel, and stops. I now have a third wall, and from there on I have schach, and it is kosher. Whereas, if I have a line of airspace running across, of avir, there's no dofen akuma to air. We don't say that the wall bends and the air becomes a wall. The same way that the air isn't a schach, air is not a wall, and that would be posel. Sif gimel. Schach posel pochus midalid, va'avir etzlo pochus migimel. What happens if I have schach posel, which is less than 3, and I have airspace, that was less than 4, and airspace that's less than 3? The two together will make for 4 even. But it's partially airspace, partially schach posel. Ein mitzdarfin lifsol. They are not mitzdarf. Since the shear of schach posel is 4 tfachim, and the shear of avir is 3 tfachim, when we have two different psulim, and they have different shiurim, there's no tziruf. Hilkach, im avir gimel b'makam echad, if you have airspace of 3 tfachim in one place, in a way that will pass on your sukkah, you can put a piece of schach posel to block the airspace, and that'll be enough. Says the Mechaber, v'ani milu b'sukkah gedola. Where do we say that there's no tziruf between the psul of schach posel and the psul of avir? That's only in a sukkah gedola. Aval biktano she'en ba'el azayin al zayin, whereas in a sukkah ktana that only has 7x7 tfachim and doesn't have more than that of schach kosher, im yesh ben shneim gimel tfachim it's tar from the psul. We learned that in a sukkah ktana, airspace posels with 3 and schach posels with 3. Since they have the identical shear, there is tziruf, so that in a sukkah ktana, 7x7 tfachim, you have, say, 2 tfachim of airspace and another tefach of schach posel, the halach is that sukkah ktana is posel. Dalit, in yesh schach posel based tfachim, v'ot schach posel based tfachim, you have 4 tfachim of schach posel, but it's split into 2, v'avir pachas migimo mafsig beinehem. What separates between the 2 little pieces of schach posel? Airspace. So what do you have? 2 tfachim of schach, airspace less than gimel, and another 2 tfachim, or 2 tfachim of schach posel, airspace less than gimel, and another 2 tfachim of schach posel. Yesh lehistapek im shnei ha-psulim mitzarfim lifsal ha-psuka. So we have a suffix if the 2 psulim will be mitzarif to posel the sukkah. That means it's clear. The airspace will not make up for a lack of schach posel. If you have 2 tefachim of schach posel, 1 tefach of avir, and another tefach of schach posel, you don't have 4 tefachim of schach posel. But if you have 2 of schach posel, and another 2 of schach posel, and avir in the middle, that's where the mechaber is mistapek. That's where the mechaber is mistapek whether or not we will consider this covered with schach posel.